This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Queen Elizabeth II, Britain's longest reigning monarch, has died at the age of 96. She held the post for 70 years following the death of her father and passed away earlier on Thursday. World leaders were quick to relay messages after her death. New British Prime Minister Liz Truss released a statement calling the loss of the 96-year-old queen a huge shock to the nation and the world. Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, called the late queen a beacon of continuity and praised a calmness and dedication she said the queen had that gave strength to many. Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin called the queen a remarkable friend who had great impact on the bonds of mutual understanding between the British and the Irish. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who had met the queen when his father, Pierre Trudeau, was prime minister in the 1970s, called her one of his favorite people in the world, calling her thoughtful, wise, curious, helpful, and funny. The U.S. said Thursday it plans to send $2.2 billion in long-term military aid to Ukraine and 18 other European countries threatened by Russian aggression, and another $675 million directly to the Kyiv government in a new munitions package to fight Moscow's invasion. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a previously unannounced visit to Kyiv to announce the assistance and confer with President Volodymyr Zelensky about the war against Russia. Speaking to reporters before leaving Ukraine, Blinken said there's a reason he chose to travel now.
I thought, and President Biden thought, it would be particularly meaningful to come at this time as Ukraine is starting its counteroffensive in the south, also in the east. Early days, but we're seeing real effectiveness on the ground.
This is VOA News. The United States has vowed that it would continue to partner with Pakistan to alleviate damage from the recent catastrophic floods and torrential rains that have claimed the lives of nearly 1,400 people, including 496 children. The floods have affected millions of others. The U.S. diplomat Derek Chollet said he and his delegation are visiting the country to express solidarity with the Pakistani people. He said the United States has Pakistan's back in this crisis. He was in Pakistan to meet with Pakistani leaders in Islamabad. The catastrophic flooding caused by monsoon rains and climate change has left nearly 700,000 people homeless. Overall, the flooding's affected an estimated 33 million people and about a third of Pakistan since mid-June when the seasonal rainfall began. Officials estimate the disaster has cost the country more than $10 billion in losses, and the reconstruction process is expected to take years. The European Central Bank has made its largest ever interest rate increase to combat record inflation that's squeezing consumers and pushing the 19 countries that use the euro toward recession. The bank's 25-member governing council raised its key benchmarks by an unprecedented 0.75 percentage point. The ECB joined the U.S. Federal Reserve and other central banks in the global stampede of rapid rate hikes. Russia's war in Ukraine has fueled inflation in Europe, with Russia sharply reducing supplies of natural gas used to heat homes. Even as battery costs are rising, car companies are rolling out more affordable electric vehicles, APZ Donahue has that story.
The average price of an electric vehicle, according to Edmunds.com, is about $65,000. Chevrolet has announced a price for its Equinox electric small SUV.
Around $30,000. It's a price point for this vehicle in this segment that's unheard of as of right now.
That is just a bit higher than the price of a top-selling gas SUV. Chevy Steve Majora says the Equinox may turn out to be sort of an icebreaker.
It's going to not only bring new people into the franchise, especially early on, but it gives people another destination point for those that have said, hey, maybe now the time is right for me to try an electric vehicle.
GM may find it difficult to keep the Equinox price around $30,000 because prices for key components of batteries have been rising fast, and some dealers have been marking up EVs beyond the automaker sticker price because of high demand. I'm Ed Donahue.
And once again, our top story this hour, Queen Elizabeth, Britain's longest reigning monarch, has died at the age of 96. She's worked with 15 British prime ministers throughout her reign, beginning with Winston Churchill. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.